Today on Contractor Fight, friends, we're going to dig into how you can land bigger sales as a contractor by going whale hunting. I can't wait to share some of this shit with you guys today. Let's go. All right, my friends, not enough for you are on the attack. I'm telling you right now. In fact, we did a bunch of polls in three of our different groups online, and the number one thing everyone's griping and complaining about right now is not enough leads. Now, despite what's going on in the economy, whether there's a recession or not, doesn't matter. You control what you control. And when you do that, you won't have a leads problem. Or if you do, it ain't going to last very long. It's not going to be like you're in the desert with no water. Okay, it'll just be a shorter season of misery, all right, without your phone ringing. But there's so many things that you can do to prevent yourself from being in a low leads situation, and that is being proactive instead of reactive. And today I'm going to talk about being proactive when it comes to hunting whales. Now, what do I mean by a whale? I mean big money clients, residual work from people. Influencers. Okay. So for example, if I'm a painting contractor, it might be picking up a remodeling contractor that's doing 40, 50 projects a year. That's a whale. Okay. My one effort to build a relationship with that person leads to a shit ton of work. So I'm not necessarily just talking about going out and selling $1 million jobs. Okay. So why I go after whales, guys, and that's how I define a whale, is somebody that's going to feed me residual leads and sales over a long period of time. Like one example, I had a basement remodeler that I did work for probably 3-4 years, at least $500,000 a year in doing nothing but painting new finished basements. Okay. Like literally this is back in the day when we had fax machines and stuff. Every morning, damn near every morning of the week, I go down to my home office and there'd be a new job faxed over with a new address because I had pricing worked out and they literally did their own bids. They sent me the contract. I'd review it, go out, meet the customer, nail down the colors. We'd get there and prime it, do all the work, all the trim packages, all the custom staining. And these jobs were typically, the average job was around 12,000 bucks, 12 to 15 grand, like clockwork, because I went whale hunting. So I love whales, guys, because of the lifetime value. It's not just a one and done thing. All right. Now, a couple other reasons why I go whale hunting. All right. Low cost per lead. You actually spend less money on marketing. Costs you less to get a sale. All right. And this is especially helpful for those of you right now don't have a lot of money to market with. You want relationships like this. So most people go wrong with this whole whale hunting thing, thinking of one transaction versus a long-term relationship. All right. And when you make it about them and their needs and not just about you, you're more likely to be successful this, okay? A lot of guys have told me they fear picking up these types of whale clients because, oh, it's too much work. I don't have enough guys. But guys, I'm telling you right now, this is good for you because it stretches you. You have to become a better leader, all right?
If you've ever considered the time you spend in the sales process and then divide that by the people who wasted your time, then I know you're going to want to download our guide to spotting a cheap customer. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. It will help you spot a tire kicker a mile away so that you don't invest a crazy amount of time on the wrong prospects. If you want to shave your estimating time in half and sell projects to people who are ready to pay for the value that you bring, head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab the guide to spotting cheap prospects today.
So, how do you hunt for whales? Number one, starts with a prospecting plan. Set the right targets. Who are the companies or relationships that are in hundreds of homes a year? Focus on adding value to them, making their life easier, solving their problems, building a relationship with them, and now you're by default in 100 or hundreds of homes a year. All right, so you have to set those right targets. The prospecting plan also includes many touches. It's very rare that you're going to pick up the phone or knock on some business's door who's one of these influencers for you, and they're going to give you work right away. I've had many contracts that took me many months and years to land because I was persistent. So your prospecting plan, got to have the right targets and get ready to have many touches. Put it on the calendar. Be consistent. Make this part of your marketing plan and track this so that you have some data. All right. Second thing is the hunt. You got the prospecting plan. Now you got to go hunt. Now, I'm a fan of hunting whales. And a lot of you are like, well, what about all these other jobs? Guys, the bluegills are still going to end up in your net. Okay. Because you're out there, you're building your business, building your brand. But what you focus on, you get more of. So I'm going to focus on the bigger relationships that are going to put millions of dollars into our company revenue every year. All right. Some of the small jobs will also lead to whale relationships. Okay. So I'm not saying don't do small jobs, but my focus is on these bigger influencers. All right. So when I'm hunting for these whales, I want to put on my consciousness who they are. I want to get my RAS, my reticular activating system, on high alert looking for these people. So identify, you know, who they are. What's your ideal whale look like? For me, they were a company that was really well branded. Okay. The builders, remodelers, GCs that I worked with all had really strong brands that were well known. All right. Because that again makes life easier for all of us. They have a lot of work. They're always doing projects. They're always hiring. These are the types of people that I'm looking for. They have a great reputation. They've been in business for a while. All right. And then you got to figure out where to hunt. Where are they hanging out? All right. Maybe you're going to find them online on social media. Maybe you're going to join some association where these guys are a part of. You're going to see them on job sites, and you could stop at a job site, have a conversation with a superintendent. You can go into their offices. You can call their trucks, the numbers on their trucks, all the above, guys. Just open your eyes. They're all over. Okay. How am I going to hunt them? That's the next thing. Okay. I'm going to pick the phone up. I'm going to send a text. I'm going to knock a door. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I've done so many videos about this recently, guys. Just open your mouth, open your eyes, open your mouth, take action. All right. And then here's where most people get jammed up is, when will I hunt for whales? Okay. Guys, you have to plan it. You have to put it on the calendar. Time block it and honor those commitments that you make, and you will start to land some whales. All right. But if you're just going, I'm just going to do it when it makes sense or when I feel like it, that's a no-go. All right. Last thing here, the bait, kind of bait to hunt whales. All right. First of all, the bait is you. It's your energy. Are you your own biggest fan? Do you have confidence? Are you consistently showing up and not going away? You're playing with patient urgency, right? You have patience that it's going to take a while to land this relationship. But I'm going to be urgent about the things I can control of reaching out to these people and connecting and getting to know them. All right. Your appearance, like I said, your energy. All right, guys, this is the starting point of the bait. Then you want to, you know, you want to work on some word tracks, you know, things that you say to help start the conversation. We get a lot of people like, I don't know what to say. Okay. Hey, listen, you know, like the basement guy I called. Hey, man, you says you do basement remodeling on your truck. I literally called the guy as he's driving down the road. And I don't know you yet. And I happen to paint stuff, and you do basement remodeling. I thought we should know each other. And it literally turned into like a 4-year relationship. All right. That was a word track. Or, hey, I'm building my referral list. I'm always looking for solid companies, and I thought you might be one of them. Could we have a conversation? You know, I'm in hundreds of homes a year as a painter or whatever, and people are asking me, hey, do you know an electrician? Do you know this? So that's kind of a way that you can reach out and meet other influencers. Hey, would it something as simple as, would it make sense for us to be a resource for each other? You know, if you already have one of the trades that does what I do, that's cool, but doesn't hurt to have a deep bench team if you're in a bind. Okay. I just thought it might make sense. So guys, these are just some of the ways that you can put the bait out there. Another is the content that you create. All right. What pains do your whales have, and what content and education can you create around that, showing that you are very aware of that pain and how to solve that pain for them? All right. And then you could share those articles with them. Or maybe you see a helpful article on sales or marketing or leadership, and you met Bill, the GC, a month ago, and you're like, how do I reach out to this guy again? What do I say to him? I just want to call. Hey, I met you. Hey, Bill, it was great talking at that event last month. I ran into this article on how to be a better CEO, man. I thought it might add some value to you. Here's the link to the article. Have a great day. Okay, guys, always be adding value. All right, so what do you do now? First thing you do is you sit down, you make a list of potential whales. Like we talked about, Then you sit down and you time block the time that you're going to go reach out to them. And then you go do the thing that you plan to do. It's no more complicated than that. It's probably going to be a little inconvenient because success is inconvenient. But guys, you are playing the long game here. You're building your empire. All right. And when you land some whales, it makes it so much more easy to build a powerful and profitable company. Share this, like this, subscribe, whatever. I don't know what I'm supposed to say, but that doesn't matter. You get the point. We've done this enough times. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.